Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Wiltz. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Wiltz. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin takes first base on ball four. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards short. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a pop-up towards short. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Hudlin and he is out, Fonseca applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lutsk. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Rothrock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Meyer moves to third. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rothrock. Fonseca moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Fonseca moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Burns moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Roth Rock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiltz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutzk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lutzk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flagstedt throws the ball into Rothrock, who tags Lutzk trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Hudlin moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstedt, who is chasing the ball. Fonseca reaches third base with a triple. Hudlin scores. Jameson scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa strikes out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstedt is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstedt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Rothrock. Sewell scores. Ekrod moves to second. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shaner hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. Shaner moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. Shaner moves to third. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shaner tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Hal Wiltz. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Wingfield now pitching. Bill Moore now catching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa bunts for a single. Jameson moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Fonseca scores. Summa moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Sumner moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sumner scores. Burns scores. It's 9-2, Indians. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-3 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-3 in the game. Flagstad is hit by the pitch. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards short. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shaner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Shaner moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.